And beyond that, he totally pushed God out of the realm of science. He said, well, back then there might have been, you know, that first organism or the first couple organisms created and everything evolved. Science is not going to worry about that. We're only going to worry about what happened since then. So it pushes back in time for everybody, but it totally pushes God out of science. And this created theological implications. Now, there's even a more fundamental objection from the religious viewpoint of what Darwin was doing. And of course, all these things were realized immediately, right away. The first people who read it saw these points, because these points have been debated about the atheistic implications of evolution ever since Buffon and Charles Darwin's grandfather Erasmus and other people have been speculating about these ideas. Darwin's theory of natural selection undermined natural theology. It's not his theory of evolution, but his theory of explanation of the means, natural selection. And natural theology had become a mainstay of Protestant Christianity. So let me explain that a little bit, since that was such a center for controversy. Natural theology sought evidence of God's existence and indications of God's character in God's creation. This had become a key prop to religion in Protestant churches that had rejected sort of papal authority, the Roman Catholic authority, the church authority, and elevated individual interpretations of Scripture. You've probably all heard Luther's famous phrase, the priesthood of all believers. Everyone goes back to the Bible solo scriptoria. The Bible is our one source of truth, and each individual inspired by God can read the Bible and come up with their own religious truth. Well, the Bible says a lot of things. And the Catholic Church didn't have that problem because they had set church authority. But in Protestant countries, evermore the church had relied on, well, you can read the Bible any you want to, but look at what God created. Look at all these wonderful plants and animals. Look at the balance in nature. Plants producing oxygen, animals using it, species perfectly designed, the eyes working, the whole body's working to create a balanced organism. Change anything and it doesn't work. My, that certainly shows what God, that there must be a God to design these things. And he must be a good God because nature is good. Nature's loving, it works, it produces us, we seem to be happy. The plants seem to work, animals seem to work. That shows us the nature and character of God. That had become an ever more increasingly important prop to religion in Protestant Europe, especially in England. Well, without the special creation of species, there was less immediate evidence for God's ongoing interaction with the physical world and less evidence of his existence. Nature's fine design was no longer his doing. Well, under Darwin's theory of natural selection, indeed, new species evolved not by any sort of beneficial laws, but how did they evolve? They evolved through chance mutations, just random chance mutations at birth. And how were they selected? Through a ruthless struggle for survival process. Well, if God had designed these laws to produce species, then what did nature tell about its creator? Well, the creator uses chance and cruelty. This sort of view, this sort of natural selection challenged God's justice and he challenged his love. If this was his means to create, if these were the laws he set about to create new things. Now, this was really the fundamental challenge of Darwinism for traditional Western religion at the time. Under Darwin's laws, it was a chance, random chance, and a struggle for survival. It's captured in an article that he wrote that I wanted to read a little passage from. When his book came out, one of his main proponents in America was a fellow named Asa Gray, a great Harvard botanist. And Asa Gray was also devoutly religious, as well as being a great botanist. And Asa Gray worked out the publication of Origin of Species in America. He was the one who organized and wrote the initial favorable reviews. And he was troubled by the implications for religion. So he wrote a letter to that of Darwin. And Darwin wrote back in 1860, shortly after Origin of Species was published, he wrote back his own views on this point.